Good morning. It is a Monday morning, Labor Day holiday. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. First, Mazel Tov, my friend. 50th anniversary yesterday with you, as you sit in the lovely Roselle. I understand there was quite a trip taken to Fire Island.
We did. We got in the car at 7 in the morning. We drove. We got the ferry. We saw Fire Island. Thomas Wolfe said, you can't go home again. And you can't. Fire Island is a very different place than it used to be. The place was jammed, a lot of people on the beach. We were walking with masks, but not everybody was wearing them. Most people were. We had a wonderful lunch, and then we took the ferry back and drove the 3.5 hours home. And one of the great symbols of our lasting marriage, for whatever it's worth, is the idea that we split the driving, and that really worked well.
Well... It is Labor Day, Alan, you know, and what the workers in this country are facing as a result of this pandemic and the job losses that we're seeing, and this fight that always occurs between the Democrats and the Republicans on who values the workforce and who is really trying to help the little guy.
Well, David, I don't think there's any doubt that there were people in the labor force who voted for Donald Trump last time. Whether they will do that again is anybody's guess. The newest CBS poll shows Joe Biden with a 10-point lead. 10 points is a significant lead 2 months before the election. Nevertheless, leads like that, as in the case of Michael Dukakis and others, have been reversed. So the Democrats have hard work to do. One of the things that the polling is finding is that Democrats think that Biden isn't being forceful enough. I don't know. You know, if you watch him, he seems considered, he seems prudent, he seems fairly low-key, and I think that the idea is, listen, you got this guy in the White House who is ticking everybody off by his false utterances and lies, and therefore, Biden is 10 points ahead. Now, do I think he should be more than 10 points ahead? Of course, I do, considering everything that Trump has done. Nevertheless, he's not, and therefore, the Democrats have to be out there and working like crazy if they expect to win this election. As for Biden, he knows what he has to do. I have a lot of faith in the guy. He won the primaries and he did it the hard way. And now he's in a position where he has to do the same thing in the general election. There's a great deal of talk on this Labor Day that what people in this country have fought for, particularly organized labor, over the years, is under threat. We have utterances from the president that put doubt on the nation's commitment to Social Security, for example. So on Labor Day, a great deal has been accomplished in this country, but now the question is whether or not that is reversible by different policies from different people. It's not only the presidential election that's going to be very important, but the control of the Congress, which I think is fairly certain will be the Democrats, the House of Representatives, that is, which is referred to as the Congress, but the other House, the Senate, that's up for grabs too. And if Trump continues to be behind significantly in the key states and other places, I think that the Senate could well go Democratic, in which case all bets are off as to what will happen next, meaning that the Democrats will be in a position to reverse a great deal of the things that Trump has done.
Speaking of what Trump wants to do, what about the president saying he wants to ensure that agencies cease and desist from conducting racial sensitivity training sessions? How about that impact on the workforce?
It's another whistle. It's another way he is showing that he is not going to get black votes. Therefore, he's trying to mobilize white voters that way. He's trying to get voters to fall for these racist utterances that we are seeing from Trump now. And that's what it's all about.
More confirmation. The former personal lawyer of Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, more leaking out about the book Disloyal, a memoir, obtained by the Washington Post. This morning I'm reading, Cohen lays out an alarming portrait of the constellation of characters orbiting around Trump, likening the arrangement to the mafia and calling himself one of Trump's bad guys. He describes the president, meanwhile, as a cheat, a liar, a fraud, a bully, a racist, a predator, a con man. He goes on to talk about his absolute hatred and contempt for President Barack Obama, as well as him saying that black leaders run s-hole countries.
David, this is the most extraordinary book because Cohen was the top lieutenant and fixer for Trump for all of those years. You know, when he speaks, there is a ring of authenticity and truth to this that is undeniable. And I can only say, while the Trump people are worried about it, the press secretary comes out and says he's a felon. Yeah, that's right. He is. And those felonies are very, very serious. And as I say, this book has the absolute ring of authenticity to me.
Well, from there, let's talk about the USPS chief's rise and the GOP. This is Louis DeJoy, the big donor to the president, who is now the postmaster general, fueled by donations from his company's workers who were later reimbursed. Isn't that a no-no?
That is a no-no. You're not supposed to do it, but it has been done before. And it is something that I'm not surprised by. Look, this guy has got a lot of money. He gave a lot of money to the Trump campaign. He was suitably rewarded with the Postmaster General's job. He won't be the first guy in history who was close to a president who ended up with this job. Nevertheless, the post office has gotten to be such a sophisticated operation that you really do have to know what you're doing, because there is a philosophy here, which is to stop the post office from doing its business, particularly now that we're about to vote by mail in so many cases. And it is something that has got Trump very, very upset. So it's clear that he wants it done this way. He wants the post office weakened. The American people have reacted to it. DeJoy is backing off publicly, but I don't have any great faith that he really means it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Again, Mazel Tov, 50 years. Wow, what a feat.
You just keep on moving, and before you know it, you got 50 years.